Hey guys, and welcome to Mysteries and Histories with me, your host, Georgia Marie. This podcast audio is adapted from my YouTube channel. I wanted to make my content more accessible for those of you on the go, and we all love a podcast. So if I ever reference anything on screen or a photograph, please bear in mind this audio was originally made for video. It won't hinder your listening experience at all, but just to save any confusion. And if you do want to go and subscribe to my channel, I'm just Georgia Marie over on YouTube. And with that, let's get into it. Hey guys, and welcome back. Or if you're new here, hi, hello, my name's Georgia. And on my platforms here on the internet, I focus on mostly unsolved true crime. But sometimes we just take a look at weird internet mysteries. So a couple of months ago, I covered the story of the missing woman who might not exist, Joanna Lopez. A missing person screen was aired at the end of a TV broadcast on Chicago's WMAQ back in 1989, and then the exact same thing was broadcast again with no explanation in 1991. People have spent years trying to figure out who Joanna Lopez was, if she ever even existed at all. But in my research for that case, I came across a very similar tale, and that's the story of Selena Delgado Lopez. This case might not be much more than just a weird internet conspiracy, but it sure is a very interesting one to speculate about. It's a very good look at how much the public and the internet can skew a case, how insensitive people can become when they feel removed from a story. This entire tale is just batshit crazy, and nothing about it quite makes sense. In 2001, as part of Mexican TV network Channel 5's TV show Servicio a la Comunidad, which is community service in English, an image of a missing young woman named Selena Delgado Lopez is broadcast. You are going to have to excuse my terrible Spanish-Mexican pronunciation in this episode. Yes, I've been trying to learn the language for years. No, I cannot speak it, but I can read it fairly well. If copyright doesn't get me, I'm going to include a clip of the broadcast right here.
Pedimos ayuda para localizar a Selena Delgado López, de 18 años, se extravió el 22 de abril en la delegación Álvaro Obregón. Selena Delgado López se ignora su paradero desde el 28 de mayo del año 2000.
And that is it. That 10-second clip is the basis for this entire wild conspiracy theory that the internet has just completely blown out of proportion, in my personal opinion. I called this a TV show a second ago, this Servicio de la Comunidad. I don't necessarily think it was so much a TV show as it was maybe a portion of a commercial break in which there was basically an announcement saying, pay attention to these missing people. We ask for your collaboration to locate, and then they would basically share all these clips of all these people who were missing. Selena Delgado Lopez was one of these missing people, and the only photo associated with her name is a low quality headshot in black and white, a woman with dark hair and dark eyes, thin eyebrows. Apparently this woman was very generic looking, too generic looking. The only information included alongside the photo was that Selena was an 18-year-old who had gone missing from the Álvaro Obregón delegation, which is a borough in Mexico City. But soon after this, theories began to circulate that Selena wasn't a missing person at all, that this was all a hoax. You see, from the very first broadcast, people just didn't believe that Selena was real. They thought her photo looked fake, it was too low quality, the image was obviously generated by AI. Yes, as far back as 2001. Having seen the broadcast, we've all now seen the broadcast, I don't understand why this name was picked out of all of them. The broadcast quickly shuffles through a number of missing people. Selena isn't the only person there. I don't personally think the photo looked any more fake than the rest. I actually don't think it looked fake at all. It just looked pixelated, old, low quality. Maybe this was the only photo the family had on hand of Selena when they were calling out for people to locate her. Following this original broadcast, Selena very quickly becomes a popular Mexican urban legend, a popular topic among conspiracy theorist communities on the internet. They said that she simply couldn't have been real. There's no evidence of her ever existing, there's no information about her disappearance or her case anywhere to be found. However, my deep dive research told me something else. But I do want to begin by saying that this is one of those cases with very little solid information available. So please do not take anything I say in this episode as gospel. This entire case is speculative, it's alleged. But my original source here is a blog created in 2006, which focused on sharing the cases of missing people in Mexico, one of those being Selena Delgado. Allegedly, there were about 20 entries on the blog about her case. However, this blog was hosted by Blogger and has since disappeared. But another blogger online, posting under adiosagoraphobia.blogspot.com, said they were contacted by one of the people who ran that original blog. Are you keeping with me here? And they shared the information that they knew about Selena and her case. Now, Adios Agoraphobia's blog post is entirely in Spanish, so translations may be a bit off, and it is noted that none of this information is verifiable at all, so it is to be taken with a pinch of salt. But here are the potential facts that they were able to uncover about this case. Apparently, Selena disappeared in the morning and had a stalker who lived a few streets away. Her parents were poor, her mother was a clothes washer, and her father died when she was a child. The day Selena disappeared, a woman known as Alondra also disappeared just a few streets away from the Delgado Lopez house. She was apparently a sex worker and a drug addict, and it has been long suspected that Alondra had something to do with Selena's disappearance, but I couldn't find any sort of expansion on that. Like I said, this is all very loose information. It's just coming from a blog post and somebody who allegedly had contact with Selena's sister. But according to this amateur investigation back in 2006, Selena left of her own free will that day. Apparently, this person was able to speak with Selena's sister, but they did agree not to publish a lot of the information that she shared with them for whatever reason. Again, we don't know. So here we potentially have a poor family whose daughter walks out one day not to be seen again. I was gonna say never, but we don't actually know if Selena did turn up eventually. You've got an alleged kidnapping by a sex worker, which is another unsolved case. She also disappeared. That's got all the makings of a case that is going to catch the public's attention. But instead, the thing that does catch their attention is a low-quality photo. It's so strange. In the early noughties, forums online went mad with speculation about Selena and her alleged disappearance, turning into the urban legend that is today. And over the years, another image has just so happened to become synonymous with the name Selena Delgado. Because if you actually look up her name, you're much more likely to encounter the second image than the first one that was originally broadcast. This second image is a badly photocopied sketch depicting a wide-eyed person with thin eyebrows and straight lips. It's been circulated endlessly online as being Selena Delgado. However, the image is actually a police composite sketch of a convicted serial killer, Derek Todd Lee, the Baton Rouge killer. I mean, that just goes to show you should never take what you read on the internet as face value. Always do your research. Now, this confusion came after many people saw apparent similarities between the two images, the original one of Selena and the composite sketch. Again, I don't think I see what people are seeing here, apart from maybe the thin eyebrows, which aren't even the same shape. This truly is just a case the internet just picked up and ran with. This second photo, the police composite sketch, has truly nothing to do with the original case here. For over a decade, it was just this kind of harmless internet conspiracy theory. But then in 2020, the mystery kicks up a notch. Channel 5 start to post creepy, unsettling videos onto its Twitter account around 3 a.m. every morning local time, many of which feature Selena Delgado's photo and name. Each time the video would be removed shortly after posting, and people started to wonder what the hell was going on. It became clear eventually that this was just a very messed up marketing attempt to entice conspiracists and mystery lovers over to the channel, to the platform. And it did work. The station soon became a trending topic on Twitter, people waiting at 3 a.m. every day to see what was going to be posted next. I mean, it definitely made more people aware of the conspiracies around Selena Delgado, of her story and the photo. And then at the beginning of September 2020, something strange started happening over on Facebook as well, when a number of people started discovering that they had a new Facebook friend named, you guessed it, Selena Delgado Lopez. Only the profile photo didn't feature a woman who looked like the Selena whose photo had been shared on Channel 5 all those years ago. Instead, it was a middle-aged Caucasian woman with dark bobbed hair wearing a red off-the-shoulder top. Probably around the same age that Selena would be nowadays. Her cover photo just shows the sea with a low moon reflected on the surface of the water, but the profile didn't really give much away. On the 3rd of September 2020, a tweet from user RealDeal read, "Look up Selena Delgado Lopez on Facebook. Yes, your friends. Yeah, I don't know why either. Block that creep. You're welcome." So people headed over to Facebook, they looked up Selena Delgado Lopez and they found that, yep, they were Facebook friends, despite no one having any recollection of accepting or adding her as a friend. Despite Facebook's 5,000 friend limit, here was Selena being friends with everyone. However, when people searched their friends list, they couldn't find her. It was only if you searched her name, it would appear that she was your friend. The only way to remove the account was to just block it. And soon, more accounts appeared with the same profile photo and same name, all seemingly being friends with everyone. People were going mad about this, as you can imagine. But then a tweet went up that very same day, so still September 3rd, from user Maddie Hello, reading, "So like, did everyone get dumb or something overnight? Because everyone on Facebook is freaking out thinking they have Selena Delgado Lopez added on Facebook, when in actuality she has her ad option turned off, and they think seeing message on her page means they're actually friends with her." Yeah, that was it. Selena wasn't friends with everyone on Facebook, but whoever had made the first account clearly intended for it to look that way, or so we think. Her add friend option had been disabled, so randoms couldn't add her although her profile was very public. And when the add friend option isn't available, Facebook seemingly replaces it with the message button instead, the same as when you go onto any friend's profile and it has the option to message right at the very top. Once some people clocked on to this being a thing, more and more fake Selena accounts started to pop up across the internet. It just goes to show how much people love jumping on a bandwagon, especially on the internet. It's so easy to find community online, to find like-minded people, to feel like you're a part of something bigger than yourself. No one knows who created the first fake account, but no one actually really cared. They just wanted to be a part of it. Very quickly, the Facebook phenomenon was determined to be a hoax, one which likely started in Mexican communities and bled over into English or specifically American communities. I'm very interested to know if you're in the USA or in Mexico, do you remember this being a thing back in 2020? I don't know if I was just ignorant to it or if maybe it didn't spread here in the UK, maybe it only started to spread in certain online communities. I don't know, I didn't know anything about this. At the end of the day, this whole Facebook thing was a hoax, but it was a low-stake hoax. No one got hurt, no one's Facebook account was actually hacked, the account didn't message anyone or send phishing links, it was completely harmless. In 2020, when the world is rife with COVID-19, QAnon, actually harmful conspiracies, a seemingly harmless classic internet hoax like this was welcomed by many. But his presence was considered creepy by many. Many thought that it was maybe another marketing scheme from Channel 5 to get people talking about the Selena case and then maybe bringing them back to the channel. But that is, of course, speculation. I just realised in all my research and writing I did for this case, I didn't actually think to look up Selena's profile on Facebook myself from my own account to see what comes up. So let's do that right now. Selena Delgado. It actually comes up as one of the top search options here. And yeah, there are loads and loads. Oh my god, literally so many. So many accounts dedicated to this. That is wild. I think the one that most people found, there's one here that says view profile. So I'm just going to click on that. And yeah, it says at the top, message. It's got the same profile picture, same cover photo. And that's about it. That's all you can see. It says she's single, it says she lives in León in Guanajuato, she is originally from Zamora in Mexico, she studied at Instituto Independencia, again, I'm so sorry for my Spanish, I know there's a reason I don't actually speak it, There's so many accounts. So many. But anyway, despite the apparent harmlessness of this hoax, cybersecurity specialist Jake Moore warned, hoaxes like this can have seemingly innocent effects at the beginning, but the truth is that at the speed they can spread, you have the possibility of misinformation being added, which can get it to go out of control. These campaigns can have dangerous outcomes and be even worse when copycat versions appear. It is a timely reminder to research who you are befriending on social media and never connect with just anyone before you know who they really are. And he makes a really good point here. The first account may have been harmless, but what about when somebody takes it too far and creates their own account with more nefarious intentions? What if they have the goal of scamming people, sending phishing links, connecting with vulnerable people? A lot of the time, the main thing isn't the most dangerous. It's the copycats. That's where it gets out of control. But I think the most important thing to focus on when we're talking about Selena Delgado Lopez is something that most sources covering this tend to just completely brush over. That she was a real person who at some point went missing in Mexico. I know the conspiracy theory has always been that she doesn't exist, but there is zero evidence to suggest that that was actually the case. So we can probably work under the assumption that Selena was very much a real person and she went missing. I don't know if she's still missing today, but if she is, there were 17,000 shares of the hoax Facebook profile in those first couple of days. 17,000. Imagine if instead of focusing on the conspiracy, these people were focusing their energy on actually spreading awareness of her case, helping to maybe reunite her with her identity, with her family, if she's not already. The story of Selena Delgado Lopez has become an internet conspiracy, an internet hoax. But she was a real person who went missing, and people just seem to completely forget that fact. There are thousands of missing women under similar circumstances, not just in Mexico, but across the whole of North America, across the whole of the world. Awareness could be being raised about that, about the harassment of women, about poor women who find themselves turning to difficult avenues in order to just bring in money, in order to survive. But that's not what people are focusing on here. They're focusing on a poorly made Facebook account. They're focusing on creepy videos at 3 a.m. on Twitter. They're not focusing on the woman. All because of a poor quality image that originally just one person thought didn't look real. Behind this poor quality image is a person, is a family, a sister, a daughter. Sure, no one's ever been able to find any actual trace of her existence, but I suspect it's not a super rare name, and apparently record keeping in this time was bad in Mexico. So it's not out of the question that she could exist, but her records don't. I mean, that's what I've seen local people commenting online anyway. I'm not just making wild assumptions myself about Mexico. Mexican people online are saying that. This case teaches us quite a few things. One, how people need to be much more aware of technology, how the social media platforms they're on actually work. Anyone more technologically aware is going to immediately be able to sniff out that this is a hoax. They're going to be able to tell that from a mile away. And that's going to be mostly young people. But I think about people my parents' age and older, the people who willingly copy and paste random statuses just because they say if they don't do so, then they're going to have bad luck. The people who fall for MLMs, the people who don't understand privacy settings. They're the ones who will be caught out by something like this, the people who are willing to believe. And then you've got to be aware of how conspiracies like this one start. Selena Delgado Lopez became an online phenomenon because I assume just one person thought her photo looked weird. They posted it online in an early forum, I mean we're talking early noughties here, and stirred up others to believe the same. It's almost unbelievable to me how this became a thing, how so many people jumped on this bandwagon, to the point that the channel itself jumped aboard. It just shows how the internet can be an echo chamber. People with your same thoughts and feelings just parroting back at you the things that you want to hear. It can be really dangerous. And then finally, it shows us how little people actually care about missing people. In all the sources I read for this, I could find just one, the aforementioned blog post, which spoke about Selena herself, about how she is or was missing, how that's the important thing here. Everything else focuses on the conspiracy. Selena was a real person who at one point went missing. Maybe she still is. Maybe all of this energy could be focused into actually finding her, bringing her home. Like I said, we don't know if she's still missing or not. There is such little information about this case online. But if she is still missing, imagine the power that we could have. I know this one was a little bit different today, but ever since I covered the Joanna Lopez case all these months ago, I've been really intrigued. I really want to do like a deeper dive into this one as well. So I hope you found it as interesting as I did. If you have any other information about this case, if you happen to know anything, then put it in the comments down below. Did you fall for the Facebook hoax back in 2020? Did you hear about it? Like, where are you in the world? I would love to know. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next one. Bye, guys.